This is the first time in my life I've ever written down a speech saying in front of people, so we'll see how it goes. What I desire for myself and for my family is that by God's grace, we might know God intimately, that we might love the Lord our God with all our hearts and soul and strength, that we might fear the Lord our God, that we might walk in this world by faith in him and not by sight, that we might live missional lives, and that we might cherish the cross through which all these things are possible. In our children's lives and Susanna's life, this starts through her salvation, which we earnestly pray for. And for us, it's diligently seeking God through his word and through prayer, and just trusting in his faithfulness and his goodness and his grace. Our hope in doing this is that Susanna and the Benaiah, the one in the belly, that they might be part of, they might not be part of the generation that doesn't know God, but they might be part of the generation of this church that does know God. And we desire to live missional lives with our kids, and that we might be bold with the gospel here in Phoenix or in the nations. We would not be ashamed, but have compassion on those around us, and live as if we were missionaries here, so that if the calling came, the transition would be easy. And I put a quote in here. This is, takes so much longer saying it in front of a bunch of people than it does at home. But I'm going to read the quote because I typed it. That's a great quote. Remember how the psalmist described children? This is by Jim Elliot. You guys, a missionary to the... Yes. Remember how the psalmist described children? He said that they were as a heritage from the Lord, and that every man should be happy that had his quiver full of them. And what is a quiver full of but arrows? And what are arrows for but to shoot? So with a strong arm of prayer, draw the bowstring back and let the arrows fly, all of them straight at the enemy's hosts. So this is my desire for my family, for my kids, and we aren't there yet. We don't love the Lord our God with all of our heart and soul, and we aren't completely faithful all the time. And so we ask you guys for your help, to help us, to teach us, to rebuke us, to encourage us. And so that's the desire for my family. Sorry that took so long.
That was perfect. It was just fine. Thank you very much.